Breaking news today in Louisville, Kentucky. A grand jury has decided to charge one of the three police officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor while serving a warrant at her apartment in March.
On or about March 13th, 2020, in Jefferson County, Kentucky, the above-named defendant, Brett Hankison, committed the offense of wanton endangerment in the first degree when, under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to human life, he wantonly shot a gun, into the apartment occupied.
And the city has been on high alert in preparing for protests in the days leading up to the grand jury's decision. Let's bring in reporter Eleanor Klebanoff. She is with WFPL News. And Eleanor, you were on the grand jury call today. What can you tell us about these three charges of wanton endangerment against police officer Brett Hankison?
Yes. So Brett Hankison has been charged with three counts of wanton endangerment, as you said, which is a Class D felony in Kentucky. The charges are actually for the charges are for shots fired into an apartment that is not Breonna Taylor's apartment. He, according to the indictment, showed a, quote, extreme indifference to human life when he fired shots blindly into another apartment while serving the no-knock raid that night on Breonna Taylor's apartment.
Okay, so just for clarity, you're saying that this is not for the shots fired in Breonna Taylor's apartment.
Right. I mean, it's the shots were from the same night and were from the same event, but the shots were fired into another apartment while he was firing into her apartment as well.
Here's Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron speaking shortly after this announcement.
Evidence shows that officers both knocked and announced their presence at the apartment. The officer's statements about their announcement are corroborated by an independent witness who was near in a proximity to apartment 4. In other words, the warrant was not served as a no-knock warrant.
And just quickly, Eleanor, walk us through what happened the night that Breonna was killed and explain what legal questions the grand jury was considering.
Yes. So these officers were serving, they obtained what is called a no-knock warrant, which would have allowed them to enter Breonna Taylor's apartment without knocking, without announcing themselves. And this has been a question of great contention. The officers said later that they did announce themselves. They did knock on her door and announce themselves as police before entering. Her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, said he believed that they were being robbed. So he fired a shot and hit Sergeant John Mattingly. And then the officers returned fire and Breonna Taylor was shot and killed. So the question essentially was whether that use of force was justified. And in his press conference, the Attorney General Cameron said that they found that his office's investigation found that Sergeant Mattingly and Officer Miles Cosgrove's, their use of force was justified, but that Brett Hankison's behavior warranted bringing the question of criminal charges to the grand jury.
What is Breonna Taylor's family saying? They've been calling for manslaughter charges against the police.
Yes. Well, her sister tweeted just a tweet just saying, "I am sorry, sister." An attorney, Ben Crump, for their family, wrote on Twitter, "This is outrageous and offensive," and said, quote, "If Brett Hankison's behavior was wanton endangerment to people in neighboring apartments, then it should have been wanton endangerment in Breonna Taylor's apartment, too. In fact, it should have been ruled wanton murder."
The Louisville mayor has declared a state of emergency. We know that there have been protests for over 100 days there in Louisville. What is the feeling there about what's next and how this case will continue to shape the national debate?
I mean, people have been gathering in what's formally called Jefferson Square Park, what all summer has been referred to as Injustice Square Park, or in some cases, Breonna Taylor Park downtown, awaiting this announcement. They're gathering. There's, over a couple hundred of people there already, and we expect to see a lot of people turn out tonight to, you know, people are very, very disappointed with this ruling, it seems like, so far. And people are very, you know, they had sort of drawn some lines in the sand, like the lawyers for the family and some of the activists involved with the family had said that they wanted manslaughter charges or more. And to get only one officer charged with wanton endangerment does not feel satisfying to them.
WFPL news reporter Eleanor Klebanoff, thank you so much for this update.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.